And now, as you can hear the rustle of underbrush, we started to walk into the gnarled bosque.
No, that was just me. That was just me eating Cheetos when I was producing it.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah, nice. So we start to get into stuff in the next break. So very excited about that.
What I like is all the history that's about this area, because I had no idea. I've lived here my entire life, and I didn't know that this was at one time considered a Confederate state.
I didn't know that.
Messina.
No, Messina. Yeah.
Who teach me that in school?
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I didn't even know that area was out there.
Haunted battlefield. And they'll get into some of the ghosts that haunt that battlefield coming up in the subsequent
that's
episodes.
What's coming up
shortly. Some of that stuff sounds kind of scary.
That's actually very scary.
Yeah, speaking of orbs.
Orbs.
Nice.
Why'd you bring it? So you brought us, Monica's in here, you brought us McRibs?
Yes, I did.
Well, hell. You know, Swami's going to have an orgasm, like right now.
We can't call you McMonica, can we?
Actually, that's
Is that cool?
That's all right.
McMonica.
I like that.
That's good.
Yeah,
it
that
fits.
Works.
It suits.
Absolutely.
Well, so why don't you dress up for Halloween?
But I am.
You're in black, and you got the fishnets on.
Yeah, my Matrix boots on.
Cool, but and you're wearing Kitty, the coat, so the full length.
It is a very nice outfit. TJ used to favor that coat when you used to work here with us.
I used to wear it.
Used to come back to the office and get it, and like walking around in women's underwear and a woman's coat to match.
Yeah. That coat is big pimping.
Oh yeah. Hey Donnie, what do you think of this?
Hold on. I think it's you.
Well, here,
sure.
Let me.
If you saw him walking down the street, wouldn't you be like, that dude is money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you leave this here today?
Sure.
All right. So you're bringing back the McRib. Why don't you make it a permanent thing, man?
I had that for dinner last night.
You did?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I love the McRib.
They're always good,
man. Yeah. Oh. With extra pickles.
There you go.
Extra pickles.
Donnie.
Yeah.
All right, this brought to us by KRQE 13.
Okay, we're looking good right now. We got the slowdown, Coors and I-40. We also got the backup Broadway and I-25 because of the orange barrels, but there are really no major snags to get in the way. I'll look for some delay if you're making your way through Eubank at Constitution, a busted water line.
Sniffed it.
That's a look at traffic. Donnie Chasen out of Vora.
I'm Erica Ruiz, KRQE News 13. Happy Halloween. Tonight, we'll introduce you to some famous haunted spots, update you on today's news, and give you the week's forecast. That's tonight at 10 on KRQE News 13. See you then.
Not to dwell on this, but since it is Halloween, we got to get back to more of these ghost things we're doing. Why don't you guys make this a permanent thing at McDonald's? You got to make it permanent.
Well, that's actually, I'm here because this is the farewell tour.
What do you mean the farewell
tour? Wait. Repeat?
It's the McRib farewell tour.
What do you mean? You're going to throw them? You're not going to have them anymore?
Well, that's up to New Mexico and the 94 Rock listeners.
You can't do that.
It's up to us? Nothing's up to us. I can't even pay my bills.
Look, it's hard enough having to vote, okay? And now we have to
five
be in
or six
of
times.
This.
Well, all you guys have to do is go to your local McDonald's, eat as many McRibs as you can before the end of the year. And this will help bring it back.
Really?
Not to mention, there's a McRib website you can log on to.
So I can, like, make a petition?
Yes.
A McPetition.
McPetition.
I can do that. Hey, I can write my congressman and say, do something.
Hey, Mick me, will you?
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Hey, Mick off.
Exactly. Kiss my McGass if you think you're getting rid of those. You know what I mean?
You can even compose a haiku on the McRib website.
Wow.
Is there a McMessage board on that
Yes,
page?
There's a McMessage board.
What about a McBlog? Because if I want to, like,
I need a new source
write
for
about
news.
Well, you gonna break this out? You gonna break the food out? Come on, we're ready.
Oh
Jesus!
She brought McRib.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Rob's first.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, we're gonna take a quick Mick break. Come back with some Mick news, and then do some Mick Mike. And then we get back to some Mick Halloween.
That's right, the scary stuff, the big stuff.
The scary
coming
stuff
up.
Coming up from the haunted Civil War battlefield south of Socorro, where we went last week.
Mick, awesome.
I gotta take this coat off. I'm gonna get like Mick rib all over this Mick coat.
Oh, Mick,
I want Mick too.
It's not Mick yours.
There we go. God, like, and I'm all static electricity, man. All right, hold on.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with TJ Trout, Erica Viking, and the Rain Man.
Alright, makes it about 24 past 7 o'clock.
This has been great.
Halloween morning. It's a McRib morning for us from McDonald's.
We only get McOne, though, right?
You gotta love.
No, you can eat as many as you want.
I want McTwo.
You want McTwo?
Yeah.
I'll take McTwo.
You gotta love pork. Morning pork. You know what I'm saying?
Breakfast pork is what we like to call it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Monica rocks. Thank you. Thank you.
We got Bob the Sane and we got Cody out there. They just walked through the parking lot, probably trying to get in our front
door
right
now. They
can
smell the McRibs. See, look at
them. We got enough for them?
Hell yeah,
for the ghost, for the ghost hunters?
Yeah.
I'm going to get my McPhil before we let them in.
Mick for McReal.
That's right.
And that was some Mick News.
Mick Shizzle.
Sure.
This brought to us by Mick Big O Tires.
Well, you would think that you don't really have to make mention of it.
Right.
Sorry, it's just really
We got to stop this now.
I know. I'll stop. I'll be the first to stop.
Thank you.
But you have to be safe when it comes to trick-or-treating, especially because you never know when there's going to be a child molester waiting behind that door.
A Mick pervert.
Now, yes, I'm not trying. No.
Easy.
No. Not yet. No.
There's
easy.
No such thing as a Mick pervert.
Take away the McRibs.
You know what? I'm going to just ban you from speaking during the newscast if this continues.
No blood on that clown suit, boys.
You know what?
McEasy, killer. McEasy.
On behalf of all former McDonald's employees and current, because I am a former one, I demand an apology.
I love the clown.
Apologize.
I'm sorry to the clown.
All right.
I like Grimace.
This is the reason nobody comes to your door, okay?
Yeah, probably.
Bernalillo County deputies want to make sure that sex offenders don't take advantage of trick-or-treaters on many kids' favorite holiday, and that is Halloween. Yes, there is nothing more frightening than the thought of our children out on Halloween trick-or-treating and knocking on the doors of convicted sex offenders, according to Sheriff Darren White. Now, to prevent it, White is calling in more deputies to watch over the homes of more than 800 sex offenders registered within the county. He's also asking parents to visit his department's website to find out if any registered sex offenders live near them, so you can tell your kids which houses to just completely stay away from.
I think they should dress up like cops and go to their door.
You think so?
And if they make a move,
that's it.
Boom.
Well, there's another website you can go to, too. It's called mapsexoffenders.com, and you can map registered offenders throughout 37 states, including New Mexico, Colorado, and Arizona. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children advises parents not to let their children go trick-or-treating alone. Trusted adults should accompany younger kids, while older children should take a friend. Also, the center says the kids should be told to make a scene if somebody grabs them. Well, this is a horror story in Santa Fe, but it has nothing to do with Halloween. The city of Santa Fe is threatening to cut off a widow's water service because her late husband failed to pay their sewer and garbage collection bills for 20 years.
For 20 years?
But Kathleen Martinez's combined water, sewer, and garbage bill is about $12,200. Of that, more than $9,000 of it is finance charges. Okay, so it's really only around $3,000. But Martinez didn't realize her bills were going unpaid until her husband died in 1998. She says that he paid most of the household bills, but apparently got behind after losing his state job. The city's finance charge of 18% annually adds an extra $180 to her bill every month. Years ago, the city would wait until a home sold to collect its money. But right now, they can simply shut off the water service. Well,
my question is why they let it go so long in the first place without knocking on the door, you know?
I can't even go 3 months with an unpaid bill before somebody's calling me.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. Absolutely.
I know. I think it's ludicrous, too.
Yeah.
It's always the little old ladies who didn't know anything that are now being forced out.
It's at least half the utilities' fault on that one, I gotta say. Absolutely.
Okay, and finally here it's time.
Bitch, please. Oh, bitch, please, my ass.
All right, well, it looks like Kate Moss is now on the loose. British supermodel Kate Moss recently caught snorting enough cocaine to fill Rosie O'Donnell's panties, has left a drug rehab center, her agent said on Thursday. Kate is in excellent spirits and looking forward to getting back to work. She would like to thank everyone for their messages of support, as they have played a major part in helping her.
Especially her guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Now, I give it 3 weeks. If I know my supermodels, and I do, rehab is just one of those words that have no meaning whatsoever. It's like sobriety or God or non-edible underwear. Yeah, soon she'll be back to normal. And by normal, we mean doing the pizza boy for blow. And that is your 94-second yellow journalism update.
All right. So, thanks to McDonald's again for bringing us in. So we just get you fired by the whole...
I hope not.
We? There is no we. doing my job over here is all I'm doing. Rob's eating a sandwich. That's his job.
You know
he's happy.
You want me to do my bit for McDonald's? This stuff rocks, dude.
Right,
anybody that was talking about things that could get us fired was you, buddy. Look, your side of the board.
Won't get me fired. Might get her fired.
Well.
Yeah.
It'll come back to you, though. And hell hath no fury than a woman scorned. If you get her fired, I pity you.
Wow.
Cody, how are you? What am I yelling?
Doing good.
Hi, Cody.
Now, what was this stuff I heard about me getting us lost?
You got us lost. Don't give me.
He got in front, right? He got in front. That's when we got lost.
I got in front after you're insisting we go further north, which would have gotten us even more screwed.
She said you're in.
Then by the time I look, pal.
Wait, hold on. We're still on the urine thing.
By the time I took the lead, we had already horseshoed the way back the other way.
No.
Yes.
Not true.
Yes, it was
not true. Taking us east west, and then when it was time to finally go north south, you grabbed it.
No. No, he had us going too far north. I was watching the stars. We were going way north, which means we were starting on the horseshoe curve on the way back to the way we came from.
Well, Bob said he was just trying to save you for those nasty Confederate ghosts. We were trying to save your life, and look what we had.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Look, I'm not done with you yet. I'll take a third of the blame. Third of the blame for getting us turned around.
Okay, that's diplomatic. I can live with that.
Okay. You want to make a rib?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah, positive.
Come on, man. They're good. Damn fine food.
Bob will scarf that the second he sees it.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah. Two bites, watch.
Yeah. All right, look, this is what we're going to do. You can hang if you want.
Okay.
You know, whatever you want to do. All right, we're gonna take a break. We're going to do Dirty Mike. Come back after Dirty Mike. We got Traffic, Intergalactic. Then we're going to get episode number 3 of What Happened.
Cool.
Hold on.
We are friends.
147.
Promise we ain't never going to give him up.
We ain't never going to give him up again, ever.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with TJ Trout, Erica Viking, and the Ring Man.
It doesn't matter. It's only a show.
All right, trying to get in touch with Dirty Mike. I'm sure we'll have him imminently. We will continue from the Civil War battle to the Val Verde battlefield, the haunted battlefield south of Socorro that we went to. Cody's in here and Bob the Sane are in here, our Southwest Ghost Hunters. Oh, you got one more thing going on in Old Tower.
Well, we used to have a tour going on tonight, but the ghost tour is running all year long, man. So yeah, come check it out.
All year long.
That's right, all year long.
All year long.
All year long.
So how's it going for you?
Not bad.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, Ghosty kicked my butt, man. I had to take over for one of the gigs one night, and basically it's a dead prostitute. And I tell the story, she comes out, grabs my neck, and slings me into the wall. And after hitting the wall, like the gazillionth time, I landed wrong. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
How many people can say that?
Like a ghost kicked your ass.
Yeah, that's true.
That's funny. But what's active this time lately in Albuquerque?
In Albuquerque? Old Town has been active a little bit. They've been seeing a lot of ghosts of nuns lately, which is kind of weird. They're working on the chapel, so we've been getting a lot of people calling that in.
You mean that little chapel, that chapel that's kind of tucked away in Old Town,
back
right?
In the back, yeah.
Now, what do you see back there? What's normally
there's
seen?
People seeing nuns walking around. The problem is there's no nuns, real nuns walking around, at least it's not the church knows of. So,
and how can that be? What's your theory on that?
Well, one of the things Bob and I have always speculated about was when you start messing around with historic structures, sometimes it messes things up and riles up stuff. So they are working on the, the west side of the church.
Yeah.
Where the nuns used to be. So, doing some work around the door. So,
that's really nice. Yeah. That McRib treating you well, Bob?
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
I just want to make sure.
I'm like Swami, man. You give me food and I'm a happy dog.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect. All right, we got to do this. This brought to us by Spearmint Rhino Gentleman's Club.
And now.
Had an ass cheek.
Oh, I thought that was chest.
No, it was Assian. Is what it was.
It's a crying damn shame.
Yeah. All right, we got the ghost hunters in here with us. They got the ghost tour tonight in Old Town. And then all year round, they do them, man. Intergalactically right now, however. It's brought to us by the Southwest Ghost Hunters. Why not?
Okay, well, we have got a new choice. President Bush has made his nomination for the Supreme Court, and many people thought that it would be another woman, but to many people's surprise, he has nominated a man. And his announcement came down just, about an hour ago. I'm trying to get you to the latest story here, which just came down. President Bush says Samuel Alito has more prior judicial experience than any Supreme Court nominee in more than 70 years. The president introduced his new nominee to the court at the White House this morning, and Bush calls the nominee one of the most accomplished and respected judges in the country. Alito has served on the third U.S. Court of Appeals since 1990. The nominee says he's deeply honored to be nominated. If confirmed, he would replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Alito says that he'll do everything in his power to faithfully and fairly interpret the law. So there you go. And meanwhile, the U.S. military says six American troops have died. It happened in two separate roadside bombings that happened in Iraq today. And officials say the deadliest bombing killed four soldiers south of Baghdad. And no new talks are scheduled in a Philadelphia transit union strike that has thousands of commuters scrambling for a way to get to work this morning. One woman says walking to work is not fun. She says, I don't like it, but at least it's good exercise. And that is your intergalactic news update. I'm Erica Viking.
Donnie surrounded by ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cody on one side of you. Bob the Saint on the other side.
You feel safe?
I do. I'm not afraid of ghosts, though.
Oh, that's right.
I would think that'd be kind of cool. To have contact with the spirits all the time.
Well, you should go with us sometime when we do our thing. You'd like it.
Go to the prison, dude.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we got to go to the prison again.
Yeah, we will.
We will. Definitely. All right, Donnie, what's going on out there?
Okay, we have a crash on the on-ramp to eastbound 40 from 98th Street. We also have a wreck on southbound I-25 at Paseo. Four vehicles in the left-hand lane there. Northbound, once about Manol, a crash in the center lane. That's like traffic, Donnie Chase, 94 Rock.
All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. You know, when we were out at the battlefield, we were trying some of that, what is it, the EVP, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
electronic voice phenomenon. Yeah. When you, me and Swami both. Of course, you called him out. As
I didn't really call him out. I just pointed out fact.
You pointed out the fact that the Union won. So you were trying to get the Confederates pissed off.
No, I was trying to see if they realized. It's not pissed off. You know,
we
were reminding them of a score of a football game like Houston 19, Cleveland 16, or anything. You know?
But we're gonna thank you very much, by the way. I knew they were gonna lose. All right, I went with the Houston. All right, but we didn't seem to get that much. We'll review some of the stuff we got when we were out there. But you guys gave us a CD of some of this stuff.
Right.
So what did you, because this is the, you went out there before.
Right.
We went out there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, we went out there before.
I'm setting this up here, Cody, okay?
We got there pretty close, before dusk, and we got some really crazy pictures, and we got the EVP at the same time later that night, so it was kind of... EVP, there's kind of a skeptical angle you can throw into it, and one of the things we do is we try to ask questions pertinent to the location.
Yeah.
And the question was, who was your commanding officer? And the answer came back, and it's very clear, Captain McRae, which kind of threw a monkey wrench into that whole skeptical thing. And that just happens with us. We get skeptical and something happens. We're like,
Well, the clearest thing I ever heard you guys do is the one from Old Town, though, the Confederate soldier in Old Town. Because there's a cemetery. Well, there were people buried under Old Town, right?
Yeah, all over Old Town.
Yeah. And the one was, you ask him, why are you here? And a guy said,
the expletive.
Shite. We's dead. I still love that one because you can really hear the guy say it. I mean,
I never heard that one.
Well, this the one with the Captain McRae, there's no doubt what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but that's like an artifact of the process of cleaning up an EVP. It's by necessity, it's somewhat of a destructive process because you've got to run noise filters on it. So right. It almost kind of sounds like a speaking spell.
We got that coming up here. We're going to do that right now. But you know, I got another question for you guys as far as logistics and about the whole battlefield, because we said in between the battle, which was back in 1862.
Right.
There was a 100-year flood.
Right.
Right. And so all this silt and sand got washed over the battlefield. So the battlefield is really what? How deep beneath it?
Depending on where you are, 6 to 20 feet.
But the soldiers don't realize that, though, right? So a lot of those guys still may be riding and running around like below the surface of the...
Well, according to some of those ranch hands, they still are.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were just saying that before. The soldiers, your theory is they are caught in that time, right?
Yeah, it's almost like they don't realize that, you know, they're dead. It's been 150 years. They just keep doing the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For some whatever reason, they just can't get out of it.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if the elevation makes any difference, if they're doing it below our feet or they're doing it on the surface. See what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not underground, so
okay, well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, if we excavated the area, then maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any artifacts out there?
Everything is still out there that was fired off during the battle. So. Yeah.
All right, now this is back when you guys went out there, and this you asked what was the commanding officer's name?
Captain McRae.
Captain McRae. Okay, yeah. And then this is the EVP, the electronic voice phenomenon. All right, let's hold on. I'm going to pop this up. All right, and the answer is McRae.
Who is your commanding officer?
Wow. Wow. That's cool. Man, let's do that again.
Yeah.
You got to wait the whole... Now, this is potted whey. That's what you do. You take it back and you just, like, amplify the living hell out of it, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, noise you might want to explain the term potted up for those...
Yeah, potted up. You amplify you it. You turn it way up. All right.
Who is your commanding officer?
Jesus, Captain McCray.
So that's the one that kind of shot the hole in that little theory.
That's wild.
Yeah. Well, it's not often that you get something that's so completely directly relevant to the area you're in. Usually you ask a question and you get kind of a vague answer that there's no arguing what that is. I mean, that's directly relevant to the spot we're standing on. That's where McRae's battery was.
Right. You're going to tell us in front of God and everybody else this was not faked.
It was not faked.
Yeah, you can actually pull it up on the Cool Edit Pro and it's way down there.
Yeah.
These guys aren't fakers, man. I've seen them when they know nothing's there and they don't care. They're like, oh, let's go to the next place. They don't fake it. Come on, man.
Yeah. I just like the, actually, the, yeah, you guys remember this too.
These guys aren't on sci-fi. The
genuine reaction of the both these guys when they were in the prison and the door slammed shut behind them. Remember that?
You mean the sudden dismissal of anything resembling camera and microphone discipline?
Yeah, like
all I know is them running past me. I was going the opposite direction from me, and they went running by. And I said, "Well, if they're hauling ass that way, I should probably follow."
If you see a ghost hunter running, follow.
Follow.
It's like the back of my shirt says, "You know, I'm a ghost hunter. If you see me running, try to keep up."
Yeah.
But that was because we heard that whole thing on tape also. Yeah.
That was freaky.
Now, one more.
That was freaky.
Well, this is freaky too,
that's
man.
Pure evil.
I'm gonna do this.
Now,
but we got the ultimate in freaky right here.
Yeah. Now, what's this?
This is Ghost Hunter X, and basically, what happened? We had a film crew. The guy was curious about ghosts. Look us up, and they did a documentary film. And very weird. We seldom have anything really freaky happen.
Yeah.
And we actually did. There were women that were actually some of our ghost hunters got attacked in a theater by something, and it is caught on tape. Or DVD now. So
I mean, they were actually like attacked.
Really?
So if you go to ghosthunterx.com, you can actually download a small clip of that and kind of check it out. A lot of people say it is what it's like to do what we do. Man, it shows it from beginning, from where we get the call all the way to the analysis, everything.
But where can one get that again?
Ghosthunterx.com.
Ghosthunterx.com. Okay, yes. This is in the old Tucson studios?
Yes.
All right. Now, you guys are both saying that normally these entities or whatever are incapable of hurting people.
You see, that's weird. Remember the last time when we were first on many years ago, right? And you had that big buck guy that was telling you about Bowie Park.
I remember him.
Okay, nothing.
Well, he was crazy.
True. Nothing has happened since then. I mean, nothing like this. And to have it actually being caught on tape is kind of crazy.
Yeah, so this must be that this ghost is probably pretty pissed then.
It doesn't seem to like women. We do know that the security team keeps losing guards out there. Every time they have to go into the Arizona Theater to go check it out, he'll start messing with them, and after a couple of weeks, they quit.
Really?
The guards will just up and leave. They won't even get the last paychecks.
That one, there was a tourist last year. But this was during the daytime. There were a lot of people around, so I didn't notice nothing. So what's most of this stuff happen in Tucson?
Night.
It's at nighttime?
Yeah.
Why at nighttime? Is there a reason between the day and the nighttime? Is there a reason things?
Usually they don't care, but I think this is, you know, if you're there during the day, you got a lot of tourists around. You're not going to notice something.
They can notice a lot of stuff.
You know, and at night, the place is empty. It's quiet. That's when you can really start to hear things, you know, see like shadows moving around, stuff like that.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and what we're going to do, we're going to do part three of our of what happened at the haunted Civil War battlefield down south of Socorro, the Valverde battlefield. Over almost 400 people died down there, and it was a bloody, dismembering mess, apparently, the battle was. So that's coming up directly after this commercial break. Hold on, man.
94 Rock.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with TJ Trout, Erica Viking, Rain Man, and Swami.
Okay, pretty much we're trekking through the south of Socorro Bosque on the way. It's like a jungle in here, man.
Yeah, all the salt cedar that's grown up there is pretty insane.
You do something about that?
Give me a flamethrower.
Yeah, no, this is kind of like the witch's forest, man. I mean, it's dark, it's all craggy in here.
Yeah, and we could do the whole Blair Witch thing. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. We're gonna keep walking down this path, and we're gonna keep seeing the same thing over and over again.
Does that mean we get to eat you if we get lost?
Hey, we came up to the railroad tracks. How long have these tracks been here?
These ones here, I think, were built in the 40s.
Oh, okay, so this isn't any giant historical event
there. No, not these.
Serious snack saggage hazard right here. Saggage.
All these people trying to lift up the barbed wire fence and get through it.
Yeah, Swami's turn. Bob already snagged his sack.
This is sack snaggage. Right, way to go, Swam. Good job. No, he ain't through yet. Come on, dude. Make us proud. He's up. He's up. He's over. Yes, good. Fantastic.
How low can you go?
Okay, while we're waiting for more sack snaggage, since we're almost to the battlefield, are there any artifacts out there, like, you know, shells and uniforms and bones and stuff?
Yeah, everything is still here. It's never been excavated at all. So all the shells, all the bodies, in fact, the rebels that were killed are actually buried up near the old riverbed somewhere. They never found them yet.
And we don't even know which riverbed you're talking about because the riverbed moves.
Yeah, we know which one from the battlefield, but no telling which old riverbed they were talking about where they buried those guys.
Okay, so I would imagine if we came here during the day, we would have a better chance of seeing stuff as far as stuff from the battle.
Well, if you're looking for physical objects to play with, you know, like a leg bone or whatever, yeah. Yeah, but that's
I'm not talking about leg bone, but, you know, like rifle butts.
No leg bones.
Cannonballs, you know.
Yeah, cannonballs. I'm sure there's... No, you don't think cannonballs?
They're about under 10 feet of silt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. There's been a flood since then, I forgot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100 years flood back in the 1920s.
You know when we passed through, you saw that little torn down fence?
Yeah.
That was the city of San Marcel, which was taken out in that flood. And that's the only thing that's left is that one little grave there, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I did want to mention this too. It's getting a little more Blair Witch on us now.
Yeah, well, it's getting a lot more overgrown. If we could get a good mist off the Rio Grande, it'd be perfect. Yeah. You know?
So we're going towards the river again.
Yeah, we're heading towards it. It's about probably about a half mile away.
A half mile? Jesus.
We're not going to the river itself. We're going to an old river bend.
Oh, man. Oh, this reminds me of fishing the San Juan. Except I usually don't do it in the middle of the night. As I repeat, who the hell's idea was this to do this during darkness? This is pretty damn stupid. Ow! That was very Three Stoogian.
Oh, dude, my bad.
Ah! Hold up. Yeah, Randy, if something happens, at least you'll be glad that we got this thing rolling. Ow! While we're walking. Ow! God damn it. Almost there. I heard that about 10 minutes ago. I just figured something out, dude.
What's that?
See, what they're doing. See, they're taking us around in the bosky like
this. We're in, aren't we?
No, they're taking us back here, and then they're going to kill us.
Yep, we're dead.
I know, because nobody would...
Next Halloween is to be the ghost of me and you back here.
Yeah, nobody would ever find our bodies back in here.
Not back here, that's for sure.
Jesus Christ. All right, so now we have walked through miles of Blair Witch brambled bosque to get to the old riverbed. Now, this is the riverbed. This is where the river was 143 years ago.
Yes, it is.
And we're standing beneath a very old cottonwood tree.
Yep.
What happened here?
Well, basically, it's pretty simple. We saw that big mesa. Confederate line was divided into three areas. What was going on, the side up near the top of the mesa, Green's men, they kind of got desperate. They were getting pinned down, so they tried to get a bit more aggressive. The Union general misunderstood that as they're charging from that area. So he moved forces from his center to the south to back them up, leaving McRae and all of his men and cannons pretty much defenseless. They could be flanked.
Now, McRae is the Union...
McRae. He's the Union captain in charge of the battery.
What I meant.
Right. What the actual Confederate charge was coming from was this side of the battlefield. So basically, it was just a bad blunder militarily wise as far as the decision to move the troops. McRae's guys were overrun. There was a lot of bloodshed and battle here. As the Union troops were trying to retreat, they took those guns, they turned it on them, and were basically blown away as they were trying to get across the river. So a lot of death. A surgeon that came 2 days after the battlefield to help with the wounded and the dying described this area as being covered in blood, gore, and human body parts from the cannons, the grape shot and the cannons.
All right, now, what happened then? There was a reversal of fortune, wasn't there?
Well, they called a truce for 3 days, and everybody packed up their dead. The Confederates were buried in a mass grave somewhere out here. We don't know where it is. And they took their losses. They went ahead, and Confederacy went up towards Albuquerque, and the Union went back to the fort.
Is there any plans to come down here and find the graves, or that's out of the question?
There's some talk of it. The big reason people are not pushing for the preservation of the battlefield because it's not being mismanaged. It's being taken care of. Nobody's in here digging, trying to find artifacts and whatnot. So,
I got a question for you.
And here we are. Swami has a question. Here.
So, as far as you know, we could be standing on the graves of some of those guys as we speak.
That's very possible, yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, man.
And I like the Amityville horror music in the background. That's good
stuff. That's heavy.
And we will be the next subsequent ones. We're gonna be talking about what the spirits look like. You guys are describing some of the ways they manifest themselves.
Yes,
it's interesting. Actually, the history alone of this stuff is interesting, man. I mean, it's just I never even knew this even happened until we start talking to you guys.
I thought Glorieta was the only one in the state, actually.
Yeah. So, Donnie in here with traffic. Donnie.
Hello.
It's scary, Donnie.
It's Sonic Good.
All right, we got sports coming up. Right before we do sports, Swami, let me do a couple more of these EVPs. So now these again that you guys asked before we were there,
right?
Right.
Correct.
All right. Now this one is you're asking just what you do is you hold out the microphone, you go how many of you are there, and then you leave a silence. You don't say anything. See if anything comes back.
Right.
All right. Let's see. All right. That's the question you ask right here. How many of you are there?
How many of you are there?
It's like 30.
30?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let me try that again. Let's do that again.
How many of you are there?
Sounds like he says 30. Yeah. Actually, it sounds like the same guy that said the commanding officer, too. So it sounds like you're talking to the same guy.
Yeah.
And what year is it? There's the next question.
What year is it?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Sounded like 1863?
That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah. Do that again.
Yeah.
What year is it?
That was a tough one. That one's kind of eh. But yeah. this one is still the best one.
Who is your commanding officer?
Captain McCray. I'm going to play that back one more time so you guys can hear it again.
Who is your commanding officer?
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you guys swear to God you did nothing to that.
Well, no,
it's not fake. This is
right. Man,
you got to keep it.
These are our bros here. These guys.
I know, but we're dealing with the phantasmagorical here, and people think, oh, you guys are faking.
Well, see, once again, it's on ghosthunterx.com. We did a VP, and you'll actually see us analyze that.
Yeah.
And you'll see us actually debunk a couple of that mechanical noise or whatever.
Let me ask you a question. Was that probably the most definitive piece of EVP you guys have ever come across?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because today, it is directly relevant to the site we were standing on.
Right.
You know, there was nothing ambiguous about that whatsoever. That's, boom, this is it. You know, that was the piece of evidence we'd been looking for like years, and we never seemed to get, and then we finally got it there and went, wow.
Well, there is no doubt that he's saying Captain McCray. It's right there. That's what's there.
We were wondering, though, since Bob had gone out with you, if there was some new equipment you could use. Well, you know, Rob's got kind of a problem with flatulence now and then, and I wondered
everybody
else has got the problem. That's right.
If you had some equipment that was like an EVPU that could measure the ghost responses to what Rob is doing out there.
You know, that brings to mind stories of back when Buck was still with the group. Buck and Buck's butt.
That's just great.
You had to bring that up. It's morning.
You got a ghost store going on tonight in Old Town.
Yeah, that was just for the city.
For
the city. We have a special tour.
We're on vacation
until the 7th. Then it kicks back up again.
Oh, so after this, after November 7th, you start up again.
Right.
All right. You got this DVD of out there in the Tucson, the old movie studios in Tucson.
That's right. And actually, if you go to the website, up until December 31st, the first 2,000 people that buy a DVD off the website get entered into a drawing to come with us for the next one.
You're actually a guest star. So
this is fun. You should do this. This is a lot of fun to do that.
You can scream with the girls or drink beer with Cody and Bob. Depends on how you hang.
You can do whatever you want.
GhostHunterX.com is how you get it.
Where do you want to go next? I mean, if you had your pick of wanted places.
Gettysburg.
Alcatraz, Back to the State Pen would
be
sweet.
What did you think of my idea? Which we really shouldn't say over the air, but that was a good one, too. Huh?
That was a good one, too, yeah.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Well, it probably was. I didn't say it was politically correct, but it would be creepy.
Well, it would be creepy.
All right. You know, that's all I'm saying.
We got coming up over there, by the way.
We were talking about doing one in Colorado, too, at the Shining Hotel.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Is it haunted?
It's supposed to be. It's male and a female.
Oh, cool.
Looks really crazy.
Nice, I'll go on that one.
Well, dozens of people had a scary weekend as they're arrested in a Bernalillo County warrant sweep. Missing your husband today? Maybe you should check in with Bernalillo County. And a man convicted of murder is arrested for DWI just a few days into his probation. That story moments away in news, bitch, please, too.
Here we go.
And now, on the 94 Rock Morning Show, Swami Sports.
Hey, bud. Hey, 94rock.com, and go there. You can click on the Halloween show in the features section. All the Ghost Hunter sites are there, all the podcasts of all of this. Go to our website. If you missed some of these some of the stories earlier, you can rehear them.
And where do they buy Ghost Hunter X?
You can go to ghosthunterx.com, and it has a buy now button. And
there
that will also automatically enter you in that contest we're talking about.
Yeah, to go out with you guys.
Yes.
Cool.
You're actually in the movie, man.
That is too cool.
That's really cool.
All right, take a break. I guess we're going to go back to the battlefield after this break and some more of the battle stories and all that. This is very interesting stuff. Hold on.